We come from far, from far, from far to serve the Lord. We come from far, from far, from far to serve the Lord. We come from far, from far to serve the Lord. We come from far, from far to serve the Lord. It is by grace, by grace, by grace to serve. It is by grace, oh by grace we serve the Lord. It is by grace to serve. It is by grace to serve the Lord. Hallelujah, by faith. By faith, by faith to serve. It is by faith, oh by faith, hallelujah, to serve the Lord. It is by faith to serve. It is by faith to serve the Lord. Hallelujah, my tent is no more pitch down there in Egypt's land. Hallelujah, you see me no more there. Oh, for I live in another. Oh, my tent is no more pitch, no more pitch. Oh, in Egypt's land, you see me no more there. Oh, I live in another. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, oh. Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, oh. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hallelujah, oh. Oh, we are praising, praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We are praising Him, praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We are praising, praising the Lord. We are praising. We are praising Jesus tonight. We praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, amen. Yakanaka vangeri, yakanaka, yakanaka vangeri yashe. Yakanaka vangeri, yakanaka, yakanaka vangeri yashe. Chingurinda kudza kuti yakanaka. Chingurinda kudza kuti yakanaka. Chingurinda kudza kuti yakanaka. Chingurinda kudza kuti yakanaka. Rinde moto vangeri, rinde moto, rinde moto vangeri yashe. Rinde moto vangeri, rinde moto, rinde moto vangeri yashe. Oh, chingurinda kudza kuti rinde moto. 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 Fire, fire, vangeri, fire, 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 vangeri yashe. Fire, fire, vangeri, fire, fire, vangeri yashe. chingurinda kudza kuti faya faya. Chingurinda kudza kuti faya faya. Chingurinda kudza kuti faya faya. Chingurinda kudza kuti faya faya.
Amen. The gospel is still on fire. Amen. They were in a upper. Hallelujah. Picture yourself there. They were all in one. Oh Lord Jesus, we are when the holy. Oh, we want the Holy Ghost to descend on us tonight. This was promised by our. Oh, the Lord wants that song to be sung. Oh, Lord, send your power, my Lord, just now. Oh, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, send your power. I'm weak tonight. Oh, Lord, send the power for service tonight and baptize everyone. Hallelujah. Yes, this power from heaven it descended with the sound of rushing. Oh, hallelujah. Tongues of fire came. They came down upon them. As the Lord said he. Oh, don't you want to experience it tonight? Oh, Lord, send the power just now, my Lord. Oh, oh Lord, send your power, my Lord, tonight. Oh, Lord, send your power, my Lord, and baptize every. Oh, yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were given to our fathers. This is promise. It is promised to the believers. And we owe it. Oh, we want it to tonight, my Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, send your power just now, my Lord. Oh, send your power just now. Oh, Lord, send your power, my Jesus, and baptize me. Oh, send your power just now. Oh, Lord, send us your power. Revival, Lord, oh. Send your power and get us fired now. Oh, send us your power, Jesus, and baptize everyone.
Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Praise be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Is that your prayer tonight?
Amen.
That the Lord sends down his power tonight.
Hallelujah.
And baptize everyone.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Amen. Then the scripture says, let us draw nigh unto him with a true heart. Praise God. With a true heart. Tonight, sprinkled with what? Without what? From every evil conscience. And wash our bodies. And with what? Pure water. Praise God. It was David who said, one thing I have desired of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I will seek after.
Hallelujah.
That I will dwell in the house of the Lord. All the days of my life. and I will behold his beauty and inquire into his temple. Oh, praise God. One thing I desired of the Lord. Do you desire tonight? Hallelujah. One thing I desired of the Lord. And I will seek after. That I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Praise God. And behold his beauty. And inquire into his temple. Is that your prayer tonight? Let's bow our heads. Lord, we hold that same desire tonight, O God. We've come seeking, O God, your beauty by your word, O Lord. Father, we thank you for today, our going outs and our coming ins. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. You have watched over us in our homes, in our working places. Oh, Father, even tonight, the grace that you have given to us for us to be in your presence, O God. Father, as the psalmist said, one thing he had desired, and we desire tonight, O God. And we will seek after the whole of our lives. That we will dwell in your house, God. And always seek your beauty. Father, tonight, let that beauty now appear unto us. By your word, of God. The Lord Jesus, it will sweep over us. Even like that group that came out from the upper room. Oh, the stimulation of the wine. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight stimulate us. That, Lord Jesus, your blessings, O God, will go right deep into our hearts. And, Father, you sprinkle us, O God, from all evil conscience tonight with your pure water, living water. That, Lord Jesus, tonight we will live here a blessed people. We thank you, O God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we bless you, Lord. Bless your word even as we turn to it, O God. The life behind it, O Lord Jesus, let us receive them, O God. Because we know every word of yours is inspired and is profitable for us, O Lord. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions unto good works. That we, your children, O Lord, will be thoroughly furnished unto all good works, Lord. Bless your word, Lord, tonight. Let it be life unto us. Father, I surrender myself tonight. I've given myself away, O Lord, that Father, you came, O Lord, and make your life, O God, unto us tonight. Bless your people. Bless your church. Bless us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Let's turn to the reading of the word now. As we are still standing. Yes, Lord. Holy Ghost, come sweep over us. We know you are here. Let's turn to John 4. We read from the 20th to the 24th. John 4, 20. Sorry. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is the hour, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Our second reading, Hebrews 11:4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Amen. Lord, bless you, word of God. Now, Holy Spirit, we are with expectation tonight. Touch every heart tonight, Lord. Speak to us by the beauty of your word, God. This is what we seek after tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we be seated? And tonight, our topic. Tonight, our topic. True worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Amen. True worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Amen. He's talking about what? True worshippers. That means there are false worshippers. That means there are some worship that are in vain. Amen. Many times, or every time we come to the house of God, we know everybody carries his or her petition. Different kinds of petitions we come along with. But one thing I believe is that there is a common purpose amongst all of us. And that common purpose is to meet with him. Amen. You came here to meet with him. Yes, you have your petitions, but the main purpose you came here is what? Is to meet with him. If that is not your purpose, then my brother, it is a failure to begin with. Praise the Lord. The purpose of coming here is to what? Is to meet with him. And so that's why the scripture always encourages that we should draw nigh unto him, and he will draw nigh unto us. If we draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto us. And so the prophet, quoting this scripture, he said, you know, it is written in the scripture, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. And if we are here, excuse me, sorry. And if we are here now for one sole purpose, that is to draw nigh unto God, let us do that with all that is within us. Draw nigh unto God. Amen. If that is our sole purpose, is to meet him, is to draw nigh unto him, then let us what? Bring out all that is within us and draw nigh unto him tonight. Amen. In the message book, The Resurrection of Lazarus, the prophet said, someone could seal his eternal destination by one service. Praise God. Someone could seal his eternal destination by one service. Let it be tonight that service for you. Praise God. That you seal your eternal destination forever and ever. Amen. Oh, praise God. He said it will depend upon what? Your attitude towards the world. Because no one ever come to the presence of God believing return the same person again. Amen. No one comes to the presence of God. Now listen to the word here. Believing will ever go back the same. But if you don't believe, of course, you go back worse. Praise the Lord. He said, if you reject, if we reject, we go out worse than we were when we came in. And if we accept, we go out better than we were. How many believe that tonight we will go out better? Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. For the Lord said his word will never return to him void. His word will never return to him void. It will go and establish, accomplish the purpose for which it was sent for. And so if you believe, if you accept, then it's going to what? Fulfill the purpose that he sent it for. Praise God. And that will surely change you. And so if someone could seal his or her eternal destination by only one service, then let us draw nigh unto him with a true heart. Amen. Amen. In full assurance of faith. So that with our hearts sprinkled from evil consciences and our bodies washed by pure water. Amen. Now, how do we draw nigh unto him? It's by keeping his word always in our heart. How do you keep closer, draw nearer to him? Is what? Keeping his word always in your heart. And so tonight we have this Samaritan woman for our example. As we just read from John 4, we have this Samaritan woman as our example this evening. Said this woman, though she was living in sin, but yet she was keeping what the seed word in her. And so it was something that was always drawing Christ closer to him. Because she is keeping that word. The word is what? The word is Christ himself. So it drew Christ closer and closer and closer as long as she was keeping that seed word. Oh, my brother, my sister, if we would do that, that's how the same experience we will receive. Just imagine where this woman was. But because of that seed that was in her, that word that was in her, because she believed that there was coming a Messiah, and when that Messiah comes, all her burdens will be over. That was her belief. She never liked the situation she was in. But she couldn't help it. But she knew that there was coming one that can take that burden out from her. And so that faith she was holding on, it was drawing him, praise God. It was drawing Christ to her. Every time that she will be thinking about, when would this Messiah come? When will this Messiah come and relieve me of my burden? It was drawing Christ closer and closer. Praise God. Just like what blind Bartimaeus. Always just think no one blind, no one could lead him. He heard about Jesus Christ. But how could he go to Christ? So always in his heart, he said, if only this man of Nazareth will pass my way, I know that I will receive my sight. It was on his heart always. And it drew Christ closer, closer and closer. So you know the story, one day he heard what? Noise of a crowd. Ask somebody who was passing by, what is the crowd? What does the noise mean? He said, that prophet of Nazareth is coming. So, oh my, oh God, today, I believe this is the day. And he started shouting, crying, worshiping. Oh, you son of David, have mercy upon me. Son of David, have mercy upon me. Praise God. And all the noise around, Christ heard that voice, because that voice was calling him by faith. It was what? He was drawing nearer. And so this woman we are talking about, because she was holding this seed word in her, the prophet said she had a representation to eternal life. She had a representation to eternal life. Amen. Mm-hmm. What is the meaning of this representation? Let's go to that a little. You see, the prophet said, we, all of us, we have been made sinners by representation. That means Adam represented us before God as sinners and as what? Unbelievers. That's how we were. So our representation through Adam is what? Is sinners. But there came another man who represented us to eternal life. Praise God. And so if you will hold that man's word, because he is the word within you, you get the word, what? That representation of eternal life in you. See? This woman never have met Jesus Christ before, but she heard about him. Amen. And she believed. My brother, if only, he said, only if you believe. She believed that this man is the only one that can save her. Praise God. And so she had that representation. But these, the religious leaders of that day, the high priests, the Pharisees, the scribes, they saw him. But they said, he's what? A Beelzebub. And of course, they had no representation. But when this woman saw him, he said, I perceive you are a prophet. My brother, it's only what? Believing. And if we shall believe, we will have a representation of eternal life, always standing before the Lord. Praise God. So now this woman, we are still on this woman, because she was holding on to this word, one day she met a stranger on Jacob's well. And we know the conversation that started. The conversation started, and then it was building into what? A spiritual something. Praise God. It was building into spiritual matters. It started with what? Natural water. Woman, give me water to drink. Praise God. And then the whole conversation started to what? To develop into what? Spiritual matters. Now it became what? A living water. Natural water. Now ending up to what? A living water. Amen. And you know, this woman is looking for something like that. Oh, because the seed word begin to what? It begin to work in her. Oh, hallelujah. And so she was very quick. This woman was looking for a place to worship. That's why now we come to our scripture. Then he saw this Jew, this stranger. And then he started to point to what? Accusing finger on Jesus Christ. Praise God. This woman was looking for a place to worship. The right place to worship. Praise God. And so when she met this Jew, Because those the Jews that have now said, now look, our fathers, they were worshiping on this mountain. But you people say, unless we go to Jerusalem, Jerusalem is the only place that we go to worship. And how could this woman go to Jerusalem? Amen. Because you know what she said? He said, you Jews have no dealings with we Samaritans. So how could she go to Jerusalem? But she was looking for a place to worship. Oh my, brethren. There was a desperation in her life. So when she saw Jesus, she started to pour her frustration. Why you people have to tell us to go to Jerusalem? Our fathers worship on these mountains. But you are telling us to go to Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. Then this stranger told her. He said, woman, hallelujah. Amen. The hour cometh. Amen. That it will never be on these mountains. Nor in Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. He said, ye worship, you know not what. Amen. Brethren, we are talking tonight about what? Worship. The true worshipers will worship him in spirit and in truth. Tonight, check whether your worship is what? At the end of tonight, put yourself now and see how you worship, whether in spirit or in truth. That's what tonight we're going to see. Praise God. Amen. He said, an hour is coming that it will be neither on these mountains nor in Jerusalem that you will worship. But the true worshipers will worship the Lord, will worship God in truth and in spirit. Amen. Praise God. Not Jerusalem. Not on these mountains. Amen. True worshippers. Oh, praise God. Who worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, yes, sir. Said, ye know not what ye worship. Praise God. You don't know what you worship. That means there are some worship that are in vain. Some worship are in vain. My brother, tonight, we're going to check and see whether our worship has been in vain. Praise God. Whether we've been worshiping in the truth. You see, there was something in this woman to worship. She was looking for a place. Where a real place where she can have fellowship so that she could pour all that was in her. Praise the Lord. Brethren, she was looking for. But we have a place to worship. And how? Let's weigh our desperation. Let's weigh how we are desperate. This woman was desperate looking for a place, and we have a place. My brethren, we have greater things to answer on that day. Amen. She was looking. We have it. And look at it. Said there was something in the woman to worship. And the prophet said, it is in every man to worship. Listen closely. It is in every man to worship. To worship something. There is something in the human heart that calls out for worship. Somewhere, no man on earth is without worship. He worships something. Praise God. No man. Every man worships something. Every woman worships something. Every human being worships something. That all the ages, people are born to worship. You worship something. Maybe it is your child. Oh, Maybe you are worshiping your child. So you don't touch the child, whatever she does or he does. He becomes what? Or she becomes a god in your house. You are worshiping. He said, the prophet is, I'm reading from the prophet. He says, in the message book, show us the father. So maybe it is your child, or your car, or your home, or your job. Maybe even your church. That's, he said, that will not work. It isn't the church we worship. It is what? God. So my brother, what have you laid upon your heart that you worship? What takes your heart so much? Praise God. Worship your job till you don't have time to come to church. He said, you worship, you know not what. He said, now, worship is not all about it. There is a provided way of worship. Praise God. Listen, there is what? A provided way of worship. There is a right way to worship and a wrong way to worship. He said, I'm not trying to tell you which way to worship, but I'm telling you there is a way that you have to approach God. And if you do not come by that provided way, you certainly cannot find God. If you don't come that provided way, you certainly will never what? Find God. As the scripture says, some people draw nigh unto me with what? With their mouths and honoreth me with their lips. But their heart is what? It's far away from me. He said, in vain did you worship me. And so there is a provided way. And from the second scripture that we read, Cain and Abel. What happened? Cain and Abel. He said, look, in the beginning, when Cain and Abel were turned from the Garden of Eden, their parents, and they both seen they were what? Mortal beings, and know they had to die. Look, Cain and Abel, both of them wanted to worship God. And Cain, he built an altar to God. And if an altar is all that God requires, Cain was justified. If God requires for you to build an altar, then Cain was what? Justified. If Cain, is that, and Cain made a sacrifice upon the altar, and if sacrifice is all what God is after, then Cain was justified. Because he built an altar, he put a sacrifice upon it, and he went down on his knees and worshiped God. But God was displeased because he didn't come the right way. See? He didn't come the right way. But we see that Abel came in the right way. And God accepted his what? His sacrifice. Brethren, that means there is a way, a provided way for us to what? To worship. Amen. So first, he said, the true worshippers will worship what? In spirit. What does that mean? We worship in spirit. Brethren, this is a hard saying tonight, but it's the absolute truth. Amen. We are looking at what? Worshiping in spirit. But how would you like to worship God in the flesh? Worshiping God filled with what? Adultery. Brethren, filled with fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, worshipping God filled with hatred, variance, emulation, worshipping God filled with wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. We are talking about worshiping in spirit. If you are worshiping God with all these what? Spirit of the flesh. Would God accept it? We are talking about worshiping in spirit. Praise God. Now, watch tonight. Watch tonight, brethren. You go down, always you worship God. If any of this is in your life, your worship is in vain. Praise God. Worshipping with all this in your life, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, violence, all these things, you are keeping them. All your worship is in vain. Praise the Lord. Because it is iniquity. You know that this is wrong. Not that you don't know. You know it. That these are what? As a Christian, you know that these things are what? The spirit of the flesh. And you keep them. And you say you are worshiping. Brethren, it will never reach anywhere. That's why I say, let us draw near unto him with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from what? Evil conscience. Let's draw nigh unto him with a true heart, because he's talking about true worshippers. A true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts what? Sprinkled without what? Evil conscience. And our bodies washed what? Pure water. And when it comes that way, then my brother, you will worship God with the what? The Spirit of God overshadowing you. Amen. You worship God in love. You worship God in joy. You worship God in peace. You worship God in long suffering. You worship God in gentleness. You worship God in goodness. You worship God in faith. You worship God in meekness. You worship God in temperance. Praise God. Worshiping in the Spirit of God. Amen. That is what the true fruits of the Spirit. Amen. The evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost upon a true Christian, a true worshiper. Take notice, brethren, we are examining ourselves. Do you worship in true spirit? Are you a true worshiper then? Examine yourself, my brother. If any of these fruits of the flesh in you, brethren, knowing them that they are what? They are evil. your worship is in vain. Your worship is in vain. Because you are living in iniquity. You know that this is wrong. And yet, you do it and still go down on your knees, raise your hands up and worship. Brethren, tonight, you got to repent. Amen. You have to ask the Lord to give you a true heart. A true heart. Sprinkled from what? Evil conscience. Praise the Lord. He said we should worship him in truth. We should worship him in truth. And that needs what? A revelation. Before you can worship in truth, you need a revelation of who he is. Praise God. You need a revelation of who he is, whom you are worshiping. That's why he said, ye worship, you know not what. You got to know whom you are worshiping. Amen. And so it's a revelation. There is a worship where they heard what? They have three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. See? Without revelation. That is not the truth. Praise God. Worshiping in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Without what? Revelation. That is not worshiping in the truth. Praise God. Worshiping Hail Mary. Oh. No, sir. Roger say, Hail Mary. Worshiping in Trinity. That word Trinity even is not in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You are not worshiping in truth, but praise be to God. We can say we are worshiping in what? In truth. Even believing that the manifestation of the Spirit is what? Is the evidence of the Holy Ghost, and so worshiping in that. We know that is what? A wholesale in all Pentecostals. They've taken what? Only speaking in tongues to be what? The evidence of the Holy Ghost. And that is a manifestation of the Spirit. Is it not the fruits? We are talking about what? The fruits. He said, ye shall know them by the fruits that they bear. It is not by the manifestation of the Spirit that they have. Yes, the manifestation of the Spirit in a house of God is great. Praise God. But one thing is that the devil also can speak in tongues. The devil also prophesy. Praise God. But the fruits. Amen. Worshiping in the Spirit. Now, worshiping the truth. It is by what? Revelation. It was by revelation that Abel was able to what? Offer a more excellent sacrifice unto God. His worship was what? By revelation. Praise the Lord. That it was what? It is not the crops from the earth, but rather what? Blood. Amen. He had a revelation. So before you can worship in truth, you need what? That revelation of whom you are worshiping. Amen. He had a revelation because that day, the parents told him, said, when we sinned in the Garden of Eden, we saw that we were naked. And God had to clothe us. And before he could clothe us, blood had to what? Had to be shed. Amen. Blood had to be shed. Before we could what? Have a clothing. That's why in our sin, oh my, we were naked before God. Our representation through Adam, we were sinners before God. Unbelievers before God. Naked before God. and for us to be clothed. Oh, hallelujah. For us to be clothed, blood must be shed. That's why Christ went to the cross. So that we will be clothed. Abel had that revelation. Went to God, knew that blood needs to be shed. Because he needs God's clothing upon himself. Oh, praise God. You know not what you worship. And we know, but yet, my brother, what is our response? It has to take until you recognize the day that you are living in. Brethren, are we recognizing the day we are living in? The hour that we are living in, are we recognizing it? An hour cometh, and now is that hour. That the true worshippers must worship the Lord in what? In spirit and in truth. If you know your hour that you are living in. If you know the hour that you are living in, brethren, you've got to recognize the day that you are living in. Recognize your vindicated prophet. The message. Amen. Because it has to take that vindicated prophet of each age to receive the revealed truth from what? For that age. So if you miss your prophet, brethren, you are lost. Noah had the truth in his day. Moses had the truth, was the vindicated prophet of his day. Martin Luther was God justified what? His justification, the message of justification, God approved it. John Wesley, his message of sanctification, God approved it. Every age has its own message. And brother, now we say we have what? Received the message of our day. Our day, he promised that the truth, he said, you shall what? Worship him in spirit and in truth. And in this our day we have received the truth. Brethren, we have received the truth. The only truth that can contain the evils of this day. There is no other message that can contain the evil of this our day. Praise God. It has to take only the message of Malachi 4 to contain the evils of this day. That's why we are seated here. That's why we are different. There are Christians all over. But yet, there is a difference. Praise God. There is a difference. We know whom we worship. Praise God. But yet, brethren, we have received the truth. So what is happening? The thing is, God promised that he will meet what? The worshippers. He has a place that he will meet with what? The worshippers. Isn't it? It's in the scripture. He said, a place that he has chosen to place his name. That is where he will meet up with what? The worshippers. A place he has chosen to place his name. That's where he will meet with what? The worshippers. And in this day, where can we find his name? We know that here, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Amen. The name of God is Jesus. But go to other place. That Jesus is what? One third. He's just one third. He's part of what? A three God. Do you see his name there? Do you see his name there? It is here, the message of our day, that we have Jesus to be the name of God. That's where he has placed his name. That's where he will meet with what? The worshippers. That's where he will meet with what? The worshippers. The true worshippers. Where he has placed his name. That's where he will meet with the what? The true worshippers. But brethren, you have the truth. Isn't it? Amen. You have the truth. Are you worshiping in the truth? Are you worshiping in the truth? Praise God. Are you worshiping in the truth? Oh my, brethren. We have it. That woman, the Samaritan woman, she was looking for a place to worship. She was desperate looking for a place to worship. But we have a place. A place where he has placed his name that he will meet with the worshippers. As the prophet said, he said, one service, one can seal his eternal destination. And by one service also, you may to carry you to what? To hell. Praise the Lord. Are we worshiping in the truth? The message that we have received. It has given us what? Many things. It has given us real truths of who God is. We know whom we are worshiping. But my brother, look at all this. Then when you look at the spirit side, amen, the truth tells us many things. The message tells us many things. The word of God tells us many things. The message, now all the mysteries that are in this book, it has been revealed. We know everything. We know the serpent seed. We know that a woman cannot be ordained to be a preacher. Where a woman is preaching, do you think God has placed his name there? Oh, brethren, we are privileged people. We are privileged. But the question is, are we true worshippers? Are we true worshippers? Amen. Check your conscience. He said, let us not what come before him. He said, let's go before him with our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience. Brother, examine yourself. My sister, examine yourself. Worship in a true worshiper. Worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. We have the truth, brethren. We love our sisters, but we cannot allow Sister Patience to come and stand here and begin to preach to us. Praise God. We have the truth. And what is our response? Because he said it will depend upon what? Your attitude towards the word. Your attitude towards the word. Brethren, where is the love? Where is the love? I need to say it, brethren. Still here, brethren. We are still not yet up to that one spirit. Let the Holy Ghost speak it out. We are still not up to one spirit in this house. True worshippers. Can we compare ourselves to those people in the upper room? When they were with one accord. Take it serious tonight. There are still divisions in this church. Let me say it. Praise God. I don't know, but I'm saying it. We need one spirit in this house. True worshippers. Let's worship Him in spirit and in truth. Let's come to His presence with true hearts. True heart. That will make you a true worshiper. True heart. Without any evil conscience. But let's come with love, peace, joy. Faith, meekness, goodness. And let's see the moving of the Holy Spirit sweeping over the church. This is the hour. He said, an hour cometh. And this is the hour. So, what are we doing? This is the hour. Search your heart. And clean off all evil conscience that is in your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And he said, the Father seeketh such to worship him. That alone. The Father seeketh such to worship him. He's seeking us to worship him in spirit and in truth. What do you want to hide? Brother, you can't hide from God. Sister, you can't hide from God. Let's pray for one another, brethren. We have the truth. We have the truth. It is here the Lord has placed his name that we can say, God, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is the Lord. Brother George, start coming. When I was in there, when you are singing, He's Lord, He's Lord. Say amen. He's Lord. Jesus is Lord. Amen. This is where He has placed His name. This is a short exhortation tonight, brethren. But the thing is, the Father seeketh such to worship Him in truth, in spirit, and in truth.
Amen.
Brother, take away. If you are living in adultery, make it right with God. This is the hour. If you are living in fornication, make it right with God. This is the hour. If you are living in uncleanness, this is the hour. This is the hour. This is the hour. No other hour cometh. Brethren, let's look at our children. Parents, let's look at our children. And let us see what, as long as he tarries, he has not yet come. Let us set the right example for them. Amen. Let us do all that we can to bring up these children as Christ grew up. And the child grew filled with wisdom. And the power of God was upon him. Let's love our children. But the love is what? Correction. Don't worship them. Amen. If they go wrong, teach them the right path. And they, when they grow, they will not depart from it. Do you have your investment? Father and mother, husband and wife, pray always. Amen. Pray always. Jesus has placed his name. He said, I will meet the worshippers where I've chosen to place my name. And in this day, he chose to place his name on the message of Malachi 4. Praise God. That's the only place we can say,
hallelujah.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Shall we stand? He is Lord. How many believe that he is Lord? He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is giving us. Oh, hallelujah. He has risen from the dead.
And he is Lord.
He is Lord.
Every knee.
In worshiping him,
every
in spirit and in truth,
confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Is Lord.
Oh yes, brethren,
he
let's
Lord.
Kill every difference in us.
Oh, he
oh, he's Lord. Lord. He has risen from the dead,
and
he is Lord.
Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue.
Oh, let us confess tonight
that
Christ, you are the Lord. Jesus, you are the Lord.
He's Lord,
he is Lord. Thank you, Lord. He is Lord. We believe it, Lord. We believe it.
He has risen
from the dead,
and
he is Lord. Yes, Lord, our news.
Every day.
Oh, tonight, Lord.
Every knee shall bow.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have placed your name upon us, oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, where you said you meet with all the true worshippers of God.
Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Now, Lord Jesus,
my rest is complete while I say that you're
faithful. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit,
sweep.
We know you are here.
Sweep over my soul.
Sweep over my church, Lord.
Sweep over your church, Lord.
Over my soul.
My soul, sweet spirit. Sweep over my soul.
Oh, my rest
is complete.
Say
at your feet,
oh sweet spirit,
sweep over my, reach out and touch the Lord, reach out and
touch the Lord. Yes, he goes by, you will find he's not to be to
yes.
You.
If any of you have any, you have any confession to make tonight,
he's passing by this moment.
If you have any confession, if you have any petition tonight,
reach
out. Oh, what is your petition tonight?
Touch the Lord as he
reach out.
And touch the Lord.
Oh, just like the woman with the blood issue.
As he goes by,
you will find
he's not too busy.
Oh, he's here because of you. He's never busy. When he comes in the midst of his children, he comes purposely to quicken anything that you ask.
Supply, reach out and touch the Lord.
When he comes about his people,
reach out.
He has one motive, one
touch
purpose.
The Lord.
To quicken.
As he goes,
to quicken your faith.
He goes by,
to quicken your testimony. To quicken your petition.
He's
here. To quicken all that you believe.
He's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Sweep over my soul.
Yes, as you are singing, let your prayer follow the song.
Sweet spirit,
your heart. Now pray from your heart. Even as you are singing, let your heart reach out to him. Let your heart reach out to him with your petition tonight.
While I sing,
what you are desiring. What you are desiring. Let your heart reach out now to him. Let your heart reach out to him.
My soul, sweet spirit, sweep over who worship
the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father seeks such to worship him.
While I sing at your feet.
Oh, where
sweet
do you
spirit,
see? Where do you see that your worship is not up?
Oh, He's Lord. He has risen from the dead.
If you have a desire in your heart,
Lord,
there would be
every
a fountain somewhere.
Every time
in your heart,
confess,
there is will be a fountain
Jesus
somewhere to quench that thirst.
He's Lord.
To quench
he's
that
Lord,
thirst.
He's Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
God. There must be he's more Lord, of God he's somewhere.
Lord. He has risen.
Oh yes, my brother, my sister.
And he is his Lord.
Whatever you are desiring,
every
knee
shall bow.
If it's a test,
every time
there will be a fountain
confess
that you need to quench that test.
Jesus,
oh, he's God. Brethren, tonight, if there is a desire in your heart, even if it is healing, there must be a divine healing somewhere. If it is a test that is in your heart, there must be a fountain of living water somewhere. Amen. To quench that thirst. If it is the question of needing more of God, there must be a God. Because when the deep calleth unto the deep, there is always a deep to respond. So whatever deep that is in you tonight, my brother, my sister, there is a deep to respond to it. My brother, there is a deep to respond. Just what? Be sincere and honest and believe him that he is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.
Hallelujah.
With him, all things are possible. Remember what David told us this evening before we started worship. Let us draw nigh unto him. With a true heart. Praise God. That was from Paul, the apostle. Let us draw nigh unto him with a true heart. In full assurance of faith. With our hearts sprinkled from all evil conscience. And our bodies washed with pure water. And then David also told us that one thing I would desire of the Lord. Desire it tonight. Desire it.
Hallelujah.
One thing I would desire of the Lord. And that I will seek after is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. All the days, not some days, but all the days in my life. So that I will be beholding his beauty. Oh, the word of God is beautiful. When the word of God has molded you, there's nothing beautiful than the word having molded you. When the word is seen in your life, compare it to the world in the life of someone. Oh, my brother, my sister is beautiful. Beauty is in the heart, not the outside appearance. The beauty. When you speak, there is beauty. When you walk, there is beauty in it. So that, Lord, we will behold your beauty by your word of God. And we will inquire. In your house, tonight we've come inquiring. And Father, you have fed us. That you seek us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Brethren, kill every spirit of the flesh out of your life. Kill every spirit of the flesh. Carnal minds, kill everything out of you. And say, Lord, here, now, the house is empty. Now fill in with love. Fill in with joy. Fill in with peace. Fill in with meekness. Fill in with goodness. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That the whole, all the days of my life, O Lord, I will worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the truth you've given to me. In your prayer, thank him also for the truth. He's given to you the truth you have received. Even hidden mysteries, he has revealed them to you. Brethren, the Lord seeketh from us to worship him in spirit and in truth. The Lord seeketh such, the Father seeketh such to worship him. True worshipers. Tonight, the Lord knows your petition. Tonight, he knows your petition tonight. He knows it. Because if there is that hunger there, if there's that thirst there, that desire is there, he's that fountain of life. We know the woman of the well. She was desiring something. A place to worship. A place where she can have real fellowship. A place where she can pour all her burdens. Oh, and she found it. Tonight, that same Jesus is here. Pour the burdens unto him. They were talking about what? Natural water. Then it turned into spiritual. The real living water. The real living water. Said, that what I give to you, and you will never come here to draw again. Because it will be a living water. It will be a well of water. Artesian well. It will be a well of water in you, springing up unto everlasting life. Lord, let that living water, oh, let that living water spring in us. Wash us clean. Oh, keep us pure. That living water, keep us pure. Keep us clean.
Oh, God, you give us the very grace that we deserve.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, that we need, Lord, even upon this time. Lord, that we, Lord, Savior.
We want the washing of our bodies with pure water. That living water, sweep over us, Lord. Sweep over your church. Oh, bring us, Lord, unto that ultimate, oh, situation whereby, Lord, oh, we see ourselves as one body in Christ Jesus.
Oh God, Lord Father, strain, oh Lord Father, constrain us away, Father, from thy presence, Lord, Savior God.
Every spirit of
Lord, that Lord Savior, Lord, this Lord Father would not be the only place, Lord, where we speak to thee, Lord Savior God. But let it be, Lord, that we be so in love with thee, Lord Savior, Lord, that we constantly, Lord, be in communion and fellowship with thee, Lord Savior God. Father, you be glorified, Lord. You be lifted, Lord.
Oh, from Lord.
Everlasting to everlasting, Lord. Be that
Lord,
that we
grant us true fellowship.
Grant us grace, Lord. Grant us mercy, Lord. We ask, Lord.
True fellowship, God.
Lord, what can we desire? But Lord, a day, Lord, even in thy presence, O God. Father, we glorify thee, Lord, and we lift thee, Lord, even above all. Shape us this day. Keep us.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What a fellowship. What a love divine. Let's sing that song.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, Ning the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind.
Leaning on the everlasting.
Oh, I'm leaning,
and secure from all alarms.
I'm leaning, oh, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, what seat to walk in this pilgrim way.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Oh, I'm leaning on Jesus.
No, what have I to dread? What have I to fear?
Thank you, God.
If we are coming with fear, that fear is gone. We believe in God.
Lord so near.
The Lord Jesus, our petitions,
leaning
on you have met every petition tonight. And so every fear is cast out. Because we are safe and secure. We are leaning, oh Lord.
I'm leaning on
thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless Lord.
I'm leaning on Jesus.
And secure.
Again, leaning on the everlasting.
As the minister said, Lord, what a privileged people that we are. Father, your word speaks about the last days, and we believe that we are witnessing them, Lord.
Amen.
Where it says people shall run to and from, Lord, from the north to the east to the west to the south, looking for the truth, Lord.
Amen.
But Father, it shall not be found. Oh God, that there will be a famine for the word of God.
Oh, yes.
And we see it everywhere, oh Father. Yet in our midst here, Lord, we have been so much a privileged people that you have poured your whole counsel.
Amen.
And we have it on access at any time, any minute, Lord, that we would desire to hear.
We could hear
the counsel of your truths, Lord,
Amen.
Being given to us, oh Father. How thankful we are for this truth. Yet, Father, we pray that you be merciful unto us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
For
yes,
Father, Lord. With the amount of truth that we have been given.
Yes.
Oh, God, oh, Father, we have been caught up in many things that would hinder us from the spirit that it was given in, oh, Father. I pray that you be merciful unto us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, that we may be as you want us to be today.
Amen.
That, Father, we may worship you in spirit and in truth.
Yes,
that we may take this truth, Lord, and take thy spirit upon us, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Do even as you want us to do, Father.
Amen.
Oh, God, I pray that you be merciful to every brother, every sister
yes,
that's here this evening, oh, Father.
Yes.
That as we go home, we may examine in our hearts
yes,
the
Lord.
Very purpose of the things that we do. Oh, God, may you help us, Father, to examine it all in the light of the word that has
yes,
been preached
Lord.
Today. For, Lord, oh, God, the last thing that we want to do is to worship you in vain.
Yes.
Lord, we don't want to be like those that were told that I never knew you, depart from me. Lord, I wouldn't want that for anyone. So I pray while it is called today that we may examine ourselves,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Be merciful and help us, oh God, to be honest within ourselves, Lord,
yes.
to completely and thoroughly examine every corner of our hearts
yes, Lord,
that
Jesus.
If there be anything, any malice that may be found,
yes,
any
Lord.
Hidden thing, Lord, that is displeasing to you, that we may disown it, oh
yes,
Father.
Lord.
That, Lord, your word may continue to clean us,
oh,
Father.
That
until
prayer,
it is a garnished house and we would invite your spirit
yes,
to come and tabernacle
Lord.
In that
yes.
clean house. Be merciful, oh God. May you be merciful yes. even unto our church, our congregation, how we are so much seeking at this hour
Hallelujah.
Your grace, Lord, to provide for us a meeting place,
yes.
a place in the natural where we could meet, Lord, and praise you, Lord, and
Amen.
Just to be with you, oh Father. As much as we are looking for that physical place, I pray you'd help every brother, every sister to find that spiritual place
Ooh.
Where you have placed your name, oh
Amen.
God. That, Father, we may cling to it with all that's in us, Lord,
yes, Lord.
And worship you. There in that place, in the place called Jesus Christ, be
yes,
merciful
Lord.
And help us, Father. Even as we raise
Amen.
Our families, we commit them to you, Father.
Amen.
May we ever be an example to the children.
Yes,
oh
Lord.
God, never to be a stumbling block, Father.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Pray, be merciful to our brethren that are not here. We commit them to you, Lord.
Amen.
May you watch Amen. Over each and every one of them, remembering our sister Lily that has traveled. May you be with her, Father.
Yes,
Lord, I pray,
Lord.
Even for my own family going away
yes,
tonight,
Lord.
May you watch over them, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, Father, even for our youths that have traveled to
yes,
Switzerland.
Lord.
Oh, Lord, may they find that place as well, Father, where they may worship you in truth
Amen.
And in spirit.
Amen.
We commit all the words that's been spoken to you, Father,
Hallelujah.
And we ask your grace upon them, that you may multiply them, Lord. Father, that they may be edifying unto us. Bless our precious brother Maxwell. Watch over him too and his family. Praying for our brother Andrew. Lord, we
Amen.
Commit him to you.
Amen.
Continue to use him, Father, to pour thy
yes.
blessing upon him to minister to your children. Bless every brother, every sister partaking in the ministry. Lord, oh God,
Amen.
To edify your children. We commit them to you, Father, for your glory we ask it. Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is light to that above, before our fathers, we pour our praise and praise, our faith, our Our aims are one, our comfort and our kiss. Therefore we share our mutual woes, our God trouble and then, and oh.